You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Welcome, dear kinswomen, dear kinsmen. Welcome, listeners from across the globe. I hope that you're learning much. I know I am, and I intend to learn quite a bit more. I'm going to start off today's show. By the way, I'd like to thank Paulo for his recent donation. No, that wasn't the Apostle Paul. Thank you very much. Yeah, I want to start off with a couple of pieces that were sent to me. And I think that there's good interest in them. They're not huge, long pieces, but they're worthy of checking out. The first one here, we'll get right into it. It's by this rabbi. There was a meeting in 1952. Thanks to the sister that sent this in. At the beginning of 1952, the Emergency Council of European Rabbis was urgently called to a meeting in Budapest, Hungary, the object and reason of which was to accelerate the implementations of the plan for Jewish world domination. See? At the meeting held in this city on January 12, 1952, the chairman, Rabbi Emanuel Rabinovich of London, gave the following guidelines for the near future in his speech. I suggest, listen to this, I greet you, my children. They're his children. He called them children, not kids. You have been called here to determine the main steps of our new program. As you know, we hope to have 20 years ahead of us to consolidate the great gains we have made in World War II, but our strength, which is growing in certain vital areas, has raised opposition to us, and we must now work with all means at our disposal to prevent the outbreak of World War III. It just says III. Accelerate World War. The goal that we have striven for with so much perseverance for 3,000 years is finally within our reach. And since its fulfillment is so visible, we must strive to increase our efforts. And caution tenfold. I can assure you that our breed will take its legitimate place in the world. Our breed. Interesting words, isn't it? You know, insects breed like that, you know what I mean? They breed with every different race. Their breed. He didn't say our race. You see what I'm saying? Because they are not a race. Listen again. Let me read that again. I can assure you that our breed will take its legitimate place in the world. Listen to this. Every Jew a king and every Christian a slave. Applause from the assembly. I wonder what would be going through the Judeo-Christian mind at this point. Every Jew a king and every Christian a slave. This is what they think of you, dear participator in the Jewish version of Christianity. See that? You're not participating in the real version of Christianity. You're being fooled. There is no Jewish Jesus. There is no Jewish Father in heaven. There is no Jewish Moses. There is no Jewish Isaiah. There is no Jewish Peter. There is no Jewish John. No, 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 no. You've been fooled. You've been tricked. We all have. So this is what they think of you. Every Jew a king and every Christian a slave. And the audience applauded. His children. Like a brood of snakes. I don't know if they call them a brood, but I think so. I don't know. You remember our propaganda campaign during the 1930s, which sparked anti-American passion in Germany? At the same time, we aroused anti-German sentiments in America. Quite an admission right there, isn't it? They had a propaganda campaign in the 30s which sparked anti-American passion in Germany. At the same time, they aroused anti-German sentiments in America. Yeah. Sounds like somebody's setting up a fight. Of course, and of course, that's exactly what it is. And he said it was a campaign that culminated in World War II. A similar propaganda war is currently going on intensively around the world. War fever is fueled by an always anti-American barrage in Russia, while anti-communist scare sweeps across the country in America. This campaign is forcing all smaller nations to fellowship with Russia or alliance with America. Our most pressing problem at the moment is to ignite the timid military spirit of the Americans. The failure of the general military service record when voting in Congress was a major setback to our plans. The Russian people, like the Asian peoples, are under control and willing to go far, but we have to wait to make sure of the Americans. This program will be its ultimate goal, the kindling of the Third World War, which will surpass all previous wars in terms of destruction. Israel will, of course, remain neutral, like the Swissy. Hey there, Swissy! So, neutral. Yeah, in other words, they're neutral because, I mean, they don't want to spill any of their blood. They just want to sit back and laugh while everybody else's blood is spilled all over the place, you see, like usual. So, Israel will, of course, remain neutral, and if both parts are devastated and exhausted, we will act as arbitrators and send control commissions to all the countries destroyed. This war will end our struggle with the Goyim forever. We will openly reveal our identity to all races in Asia and Africa. Again, let me read that. We will openly reveal our identity to all races in Asia and Africa. I can safely say that the last generation of white children is currently being born. Our control commission will, in the interest of peace and eliminate racial tensions, prohibit whites from mating with whites. White women should be mated by members of the dark races, and white men should only mate with dark women. So the white race will vanish. Since mixing the dark with the whites means the end of the white man, and our most dangerous enemy will be remembered. We will enter an age of peace and abundance of 10,000 years, the Pax Judaica, and that's with a K. And our race will dominate the earth, and this time he called it a race, will dominate the earth. Our superior intelligence will enable us to easily hold power over a world of dark peoples. This is what I told you. This is exactly, see, right here, it all spells it all out, right? If we can just get rid. Now, what I was first going to say was, he said that the last generation of white children is currently being born. But the funny thing about it is that, you see, that didn't happen because I told you, they have plans and the Father has plans. Now, of course, listen to this. Our control commission will, in the interest of peace, to eliminate racial tensions, prohibit whites from mating with whites. Now, interesting, right? So they wanted to make the brown race, and they promised that there will be peace. When you get rid of Whitey, because Whitey's the one that's causing all the problem, not the Jew. See? And not the dark races. And yet, the most violent places in the world are the dark places, right? Remember I told you that The brown people, they want to turn us all into a brown people. And they want a hold power over a world of dark peoples. This is what he says right here. See, they can't control Whitey. And they don't like it. This is the devil, their father's plan, of course, right? You know that, right? So here he says, we will enter an age of peace and abundance, too. Abundance! You mean they will have abundance. They already have abundance, right? So when will we enter this age of peace and abundance? Of course, we won't because we're white. See, this is 10,000 years, not just a 1,000 years like all the other ideologies, right? The Pax Judaica. And he called it a race this time. Will dominate the world without the earth, without a doubt. Our superior intelligence will enable us to easily hold power over a world of dark peoples. Question from the congregation. The congregation of serpents. Rabbi Rabinovich, what about the different religions after the Third World War? Rabinovich, there will be no more religions. Remember what we read about the Jehovah Witnesses helping to kill all the Christians? Remember how Freemasonry would be the one world religion? Remember how I just read that the Pope on May 21st is calling all the religious people to him to make a pact, to make a one world religion? But he says there'll be no religion. And that proves again that Judaism is not a religion. I just have proved that Judaism is not a religion. I told you it wasn't, but now I've proved it. How did I do that? Well, this fellow, right away, I can prove it again because there will be no more religions. Therefore, Judaism won't be around, right? Or Judaism will be around, but it's not a religion. Now, remember what I said, that the communist were saying that religion is not compatible with communism. And yet Rabbi Wise said that communism is Judaism. So that proves that Judaism is not a religion because communism is not compatible with religion. See what I'm saying? It makes pure sense, doesn't it? So he said, not only would the existence of a priestly class remain a constant danger to our rule, but also the belief in immortality would give irreconcilable elements in many countries spiritual strength and thus enable them to resist us. Let me just stop right there. What did B.F. Jackson tell us? He said that they wanted to kill us. He translated 2 Peter there, right? And it said that they are born spiritually dead from the womb. And that it's for them to corrupt man and corrupt man utterly, meaning the white race. And they also do the other races as well, because the other races are with us at this point. So you can see that they want to kill us spiritually. Remember I just talked about the vaccines where they want to kill you spiritually? Well, this goes along right with this right here. Leave it to the Father. I mean, this is amazing. I've heard some of the words from this before. The quote about the last generation, but I have never read this before to my knowledge that I know about. Okay, so he says, but also the belief in immortality would give irreconcilable elements in many countries spiritual strength and thus enable them to resist us. So we can resist them with spiritual strength. And they admit it. That's something to take note of. However, we will maintain the rituals and customs of Judaism as symbols of our hereditary rulers, tighten our race laws by not allowing Jews to marry outside of our race, and no stranger will be accepted by us. Well, let me stop right there. What do you think is going to happen if Jews only marry Jews? Yeah. We know. We might be forced to repeat the grim days of World War II when we allowed Hitler bandits to murder some of ours for the purpose of having evidence and witnesses to sit on court and justify the execution of the leaders of America and Russia after we dictated peace. See, let me stop right there again. Every time they're talking about peace, there's war and murder. But they tell you, don't be violent. I am sure that you will respond easily to this sacrifice, since sacrifice has always been our people's slogan, and the death of a few thousand in exchange for world domination is actually a low price. To convince you of the certainty of our leadership, let me show you how we have made all the inventions of the white peoples into arms against them. Hope you're listening. Their printing presses and radios are the mouthpieces of our desires, and their heavy industry manufactures the instruments they send out to arm Asia and Africa against themselves. Our interests in Washington greatly increase the four-point industrial development program in backward areas of the world, so that after the industrial warehouses and cities of Europe and America are destroyed by the nuclear war, the whites do not resist the masses, the dark races can offer more, which will then hold their undisputed superiority, and so with the prospect of the world victory in mind. German translation of the original from History of the Jews by Eustace Mullins, former member of the Civil Service staff of the Library of Congress, Washington, D.C. Mullins is the author of The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, the German edition of which was ordered by Dr. Otto John to be confiscated and stamped out a few days before he left for the DDR. However, this book has been available again for a number of years and has been edited by Roland Bollinger, which says vile/North Frisia, Eustace Mullins, Roland Bollinger, The Bank Conspiracy, The Seizure of Power by High Finance and Its Consequences. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Again, the promises of peace. The UN is making a pact with the devil. When we made the pact with the UN, we were making a pact with the devil and his children. It was a promise of peace, and there has been absolutely no peace. There has been exactly the opposite, which has been perpetual war, and it continues and continues and continues and continues. I had a woman that I've just met send me this preacher down in the South, and he's a Baptist, and she said, I'd join this fellow's church in a heartbeat. She obviously hasn't been listening to my shows, because I wouldn't join any Baptist church. You know what that means, Freemasonry. They're lopped up with Freemasonry. So I listened to a bit of what the fellow was teaching, and I've taught most of it already. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet because I'm really not super interested. But it's the same old thing. I think that what's interesting is I usually don't make videos of myself or something like that because I know our people need something to worship. Somebody sent me this fellow singing The King Will Come or one of these songs. You could see when he was singing these things, the worship of man was taking place within the room as he was singing. And I just think it's really strange. I don't know what it is with our race, but they want an image to worship. this is why many of the people that are much higher up in the truth movement always have videos of themselves. And that's one of the reasons they're up that high. I wonder what your thoughts are. Like, you know, I might do videos at some point. I'm looking into that right now where, you know, I'm not going to show me because I'm not interested in anyone worshiping me. I'm not interested in any of that kind of stuff, image worship or any of these kinds of things. Not that I'm good, you know, worthy of image worship. I'm just saying that people just seem to want that. I don't know what it is. Do you agree with me? And I think the way that I present my shows that it's kind of like old time radio. You had to think for yourself. And I really do believe that video is a distraction in the sense of, I remember watching Bush talk. He was giving some kind of a speech and I really just couldn't get what he was saying in a sense. So what I did was I closed my eyes and listened to what he said, and then I got it right away. See, I really do believe that one of the purposes of images is to distract. It's like a decoy in a way. So it's like you're looking at the individual and you're not really hearing what they're saying. I'm not saying in all cases, but it's just, what are your thoughts about that? See, I think my shows are good the way it is this way because it makes you think for yourself and you can use your imagination and you can understand what I'm saying rather than drifting off looking at an image or what's in the background or you know whatever. You know what I mean? It's just complete distraction. Do you agree with that, ladies and gentlemen? Because that's one of the main reasons that I don't bother with any of that. Now, if I'm reading something or I'm showing you things, that's one thing. But just to sit there on a camera and have somebody watch me do my show, I just don't think that's going to do any good, you know, in the sense of, you know, distraction. You're better off using your ears. There are cases where we use our eyes. There are cases where we use our ears and eyes. And there are cases when we use our ears. If you agree with that, that's wonderful. Now, the next thing that's been sent to me is about Adam Green. And the fellow sent me this, and it's what's interesting about it is, you know the guy about Swissy, you know, and how the Swiss did 9/11, the Swiss, you know, did the killed the Jews in World War II, the Swiss did the Bolshevik Revolution, the Swiss, everything you can think of, anything you can think of, the Swiss did it all. The Jews didn't do anything. They're just victims. And so when this fella sends me this page, everything's about the Soviets and communism. And it's, I'll show you what I'm talking about, but I see this over and over and it's so easy to recognize for me. It's not that the information that is given is totally bogus or anything like that. It is when they're saying, you know, when the Swissy fellow's saying that the Bolshevik Revolution was carried out by the, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Dr. Mengele was Swiss and, he, you know, Dr. Mengele, they've proven that this stuff isn't even anything to what was said. You know, he talks about eyes and, you know, I told you all about these things. So let's go to this fellow's site here. And, his name is Timothy Fitzpatrick. And if you want to check it out for yourself, it's fitzpatrick.net, I believe. I'm not sure. Let's see. Yeah, no, it's fitzinfo.net. Now, this is about Adam Green, and it shows on his T-shirt, it says, "Don't bite the," and it shows this hand. And it's the same type of hand. Next to it is a picture, and it's an image of the Kabbalah, and it says Jerusalem on it. So you can go there and see it yourself. So he says Kabbalist charms. So he said when the Judeo-Bolsheviks, he calls them the Jude Balls, set up Operation InfoWars, they didn't have the foresight to put a plan in place to deal with those dissidents that would figure it out and that it was a psyop. So they made it up as they went along, starting with charismatic charlatans like Mark Scholdice, better known as Mark Dice. Now, see, I knew right away not to pay any attention to Mark Dice. Another one who has a book. They all have a book. You know what I mean? I don't know if any of them wrote the books, but they all have a book. And I knew this fellow right away. I could just tell right away. Just like I could tell about Adam Green. Green is a Jew name. And here he is wearing Jewish Kabbalah things. Sounds like Dennis Fetcho, don't it? You see, let me explain to you something so you'll know this. The Brian Rue fellow, who's a Buddhist, did the same thing. They joined the truth movement. And what they're trying to do is get you into Buddhism. These fetchos and people like this are trying to get you into the Kabbalah. You see, they only join the truth movement they make money, they make a living off of it. Because Adam Green just shot right out from nowhere, didn't he? And he's way higher than I am. I'm near the bottom. Nobody knows about me. I mean, I don't mean that to, I'm not saying you're nobody, but what I'm saying is in relation to these people, I don't even exist. So he says, so they made it up as they went along, starting with charismatic charlatans like Mark Scholdice, better known as Mark Dice. This character staged a falling out with Alex Jones in the hopes of shepherding former InfoWarriors disenfranchised with Jones and his shilling for the easily manageable playpen of Judeocracy daycare. Dice would even dedicate Fridays as part of his almost daily YouTube rants, quote-unquote, exposing the buffoonish Jones. Dice got so carried away that, it says perhaps not, that he was even caught calling Alex Jones a Zionist shill. Dice later removed that comment, perhaps due to his handler's indecision as to whether such drastic measures would backfire. Long story short, Dice eventually denounced his anti-Jones activism and was brought back into the InfoWars fold, where he remains to this day. And brought back with him were the former InfoWarrior dissidents, brought back to the white picket fence daycare. The new reformed operation would have added benefit of gatekeeping those already red-pilled on the Jewish question by keeping their attention focused squarely on the narrow view of anti-Zionism and the KGB's Palestinian Liberation Movement. You see, everything's the KGB with this guy. This is what I noticed. I've only looked at this guy's site for 5 minutes and read a few things quickly. It shows me. With him, everything. Of course, at least he says the Jewish question and things, right? But everything is a Russian movement. Even Netanyahu and everybody, all those people are Russians. So, as expected, Gatekeeper Green has attracted a large swath of Muslims and PLO sympathetic Gentiles who further cloud the truth of the Jewish question. That is, that it is a conspiracy directed by Satan against Christ and his holy church. And his holy church, I'm thinking he might mean the Catholic Church since he appears to be Irish, but we'll find out. controlled opposition model. And it shows how this is, how this all works. Unfortunately for the Jude Balls and their InfoWars operation, it didn't take long for even simpleton researchers to go figure out Green. Whether it was an obnoxious Chris Dorsey or Green's early rival gatekeeper, Brendan O'Connell, who correctly identified Green as a spinoff of Jones, InfoWars has overplayed its hand by giving Green a platform as an InfoWars dissident, once with Owen Schroyer and a second time with the king gatekeeper himself, Alex Jones. Watching the staged opposition between Jones and Green is not only unbelievable, but also uninformative. Green can never land a punch on any subject other than to cry about Zionists all day long. And Jones uses each missed hook to legitimize himself as the poor censored truth teller, while Green's groupies receive the dialectic as a victory for their one-dimensional anti-Zionist activism. It's also ridiculous. O'Connell and others have accused Green of being too close to white nationalists, but the opposite seems true. Green's provocateurish clown posse, the Goyim Defense League, are too over the top to be believed. Furthermore, what possible room could be available for white nationalism in Green's narrative when it's a 24/7 victim fest for the plight of the Palestinians and Arabs? That's a question. Sure, like any good shill, Green must occasionally mention certain things to appeal to the different elements of his audience. Being all things to all people. Let me stop right there. I told you, how you see how exclusive I am? That's why I have an exclusive audience. See, I'm not a universalist. To be successful, I told you that you would have to be universal. You would have to accept everybody you possible, and you would have to include everybody possible. What did the Apostle Paul say he was? All things to all men. What does it just say right here? Green must occasionally mention certain things to appeal to the different elements of his audience, being all things to all people. Hyper-normalization. However, his narrative is clearly centered on Palestinian victimhood and how Israel and the evil West are responsible. And just how in the world Green and his partner in shilling Jake Morfionios passed into Israel. I don't know if that's, is that really his name? Morfionios? I think it's a little different than that. I remember this fellow. Now, Jake, he went right to Las Vegas and was getting information, and he was linked up with Laura Loomer and another rat-faced Jew, right? And the rat-faced Jew took them to lunch in Las Vegas, and what do you think they were eating? Crustaceans and things like that, yeah. All the things we're not supposed to be eating. I knew who Laura Loomer was immediately, that it was filth. And you could see that this other fellow was, I mean, if you don't know, this guy was a Jew. I don't remember their names or anything. This was a while. Jake Morfionios, I thought he was called. Morfionios? I don't know. But it says here, Jake Morfionios. So this is Green's partner. Very interesting. Jake said that his house was shot at one point. And his tires were being popped and things like that. I remember this. So this is very interesting that Morfionios would show up in this situation. See, I don't pay any attention to these people whatsoever, except that I know, and I have something about Green somewhere that he's linked up to the CIA and all kinds of things, and I believe possibly Mossad. So very, very interesting how those two are linked up. I knew it. See, these people just can't. I don't know why people can't be true. I don't know why people can't join the truth movement and remain true. Why do they have to join the 95% Jewish truth movement? Remember when Alex Jones was, it was a conspiracy theory that he was shilling for the Jews and all this kind of stuff. Then we found out that Tex married him and his Jewish wife and he has Jewish children. So he's a race mixer, right? Remember I told you that he was in the same way as they had people opposing him. Bill Cooper, before he was killed, which he's not killed, he was very mad at Alex Jones because Alex Jones was taking over because Bill Cooper failed in his ministry. And whatever they learned from Bill Cooper's failure, they didn't want to repeat with Alex Jones. You see? So, isn't this interesting? So it says, Israel is not like the West. You can't just show up and make your way to the taxi pickup after cruising through customs and security. But Green seems to have done just that. Green's fetish for the alleged Third Temple in Jerusalem, and endless speculation on who will be the next Antichrist, even though Green is not a Christian, of course he's not, he's a Jew, rings of a cheap TV evangelist shekeleering from the dumb and the naive. But more sinister than that, he shares the striking anti-Western narrative with the KGB king of the alt-right and anti-Zionism Alexander Dugin, who misses no opportunity to vilify the West and its Western Jewish leadership while ignoring Eastern Jewry and the transfer of power over to it. Funny how he doesn't mention the CIA. Now, when you go, the picture that you see of this fellow, he has very, very curly hair, and I don't believe he's a true blonde, number one. And also, you got to look at the nose and look at the face. I smell a rat-faced Jew. And I said this before, you know what I mean? People want to know these things, and basically, here we have another Jew joined the truth movement, shot right to the top, and he's trying to promote the Kabbalah as well, while he's talking against the Jews. That's what Dennis Fetcho is. It's the same exact thing. And Fetcho feeds Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's show with guests. Like I said, I mean, I thought that was really funny. The guy's name is Eric Gajewski. That's one of them. Gajewski. G-A-J-E-W-S-K-I. Excuse me. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Seriously. So let me just pop over to his site right here, and we'll spend a few minutes just looking around. We're talking about Fitzpatrick. So listen to this. This is what I read. Soviet Israel. Okay, there's a, in the menu. It says, I'm going to read you some of the things. New York, Moscow, Tel Aviv triangle. Israel is a Kremlin decoy. The Kremlin directs the anti-Zionist movement on behalf of Israel. Pasipa's misreading of Operation SIG. Netanyahu marches in Soviet parade alongside Putin. Former agent calls Mossad an old Russian school, quote unquote. Israel's prime ministers have Soviet backgrounds. Top Israel officials were part of the KGB spy ring. Soviet documents show Abbas was KGB agent. Fatah decries smear campaign. Likud lawmaker compares Shin Bet to KGB for treatment of Jewish terror suspects. Putin, a Rothschild-controlled Chabad Jewish grandmaster, put in power to usher in Antichrist. That's interesting, huh? The USSR is our second homeland, said one Kibitznik when Stalin died. That was from Haaretz. How secret Russian spy Kim Philby helped set up Israel. An emerging alliance, Russia and Israel. So I'm not saying that this information is bogus or any such thing. What I'm saying is I can see that everything is to do with Russia. But it says in the thing here, it says exposing the Judeo-Masonic Bolshevist conspiracy. Take it for what it's worth. So anyway, this goes on and on and on and on. And they've set up so many operations on the internet to confuse, to send us down wrong rabbit holes. It's not like, believe me, we've all been sent down wrong rabbit holes. That's why I always say, don't go down the wrong hole. It just so happens I'm talking about the Red Network, which is on the Rabbit Hole radio show, that is, which is interesting. You know, it's a part of the beast. See, what it is that the head of the octopus is the Jews. And the tentacles are its operatives, like the Catholic Church, like Masonry, etc., etc., etc. And a lot of these people are sent out to have you focus on the tentacle instead of the head. See, because if you chop off the tentacle, I believe the octopus can regrow another tentacle. And it can just be renamed into a new thing with the same old operations. But if you were to kill the head and shoot for the head of the octopus, the Jews, you would just kill all the tentacles. You see what I mean? They'd all die because the head is what gives power to the tentacles. So if you kill the head, you kill the whole thing. So that's why they want us to focus on anything but the Jews. It's not the Jews. It's not the Jews. It's not. How many times have you heard that? It's the Catholic Church, the Whore of Babylon. It's the Masons. It's the New World Order. But you see, it's funny because the New World Order is the Jews, and the Catholic Church is controlled by the Jews. I mean, it's just, and Masonry is controlled by the Jews, and the bankers are controlled by the Jews, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. See what I mean? So it's really weird, but it works because they want people to be afraid to name who it really is. They want them to name anything but what it really is. This is the purpose of having a secret society within a secret society. One visible and one invisible. When the heat comes down, who takes it? The visible. When the heat comes down in Congress, who takes it? The visible congressman. Right? But who was behind him? When the government is, you know, castigated by the people, the politicians will take all that heat. But who's running the country? The Federal Reserve, Jews. I think they just put the first non-Jew in head of, as the head of the Federal Reserve. I'm not sure. I haven't really checked into it, but I think so. Just to put another mask on things. I mean, it's pretty amazing, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll get into Fritz Springmeier's Be Wise as Serpents. Here's a song you might have heard before. We'll be right back.
the soldiers, and I'm calling, calling on them today. Calling, calling on Yahweh's holy army, and I'm calling, calling on them to pray. Standing, standing on Yahweh's holy mountain, and we're watchmen, watchmen on the wall today. Calling, calling on Yahweh's holy soldiers, and I'm calling, calling on them today. Get off the fence now. Gotta choose whether to win now, brother, or whether you want to lose. Make up your mind now and do it real, real soon. Study all the scriptures and begin to sing in tune. Calling, calling on Yahweh's holy soldiers, and I'm calling, calling on them today. Calling, calling on Yahweh's holy army, and I'm calling, calling for them to pray. Standing, standing on Yahweh's holy mountain, and we're watchmen, watchmen on the wall today. Calling, calling on Yahweh's holy soldiers, and I'm calling, calling on them today. You know the time is right now. Right now, right away. Yes, I know it. Put on all your armor, soldier, and don't you be afraid. Ooh, ooh, yeah. You got the right now. Speak your mind today. I pray, I pray. Never give a place to evil, and don't you go astray.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Saxon's Creed Radio Show, brought to you by DavidJamesBoston.com, your source for the truth. Now, let me make mention, I've hit a new record on trying to put up shows to BitChute. 7 tries to put up the latest News Bite show. So, I'm just mentioning this again to you that to get the shows as quick as possible, you should be checking by DavidJamesBoston.com. And it'll always say, once I post the show, I put it in the top writing there. It'll show you what shows have just been posted. I will try to get the Saxon's Creed show up today, but I bet it won't go up. You just never know. It's a crapshoot. Sometimes it goes up in one try. Other times, it's 5 tries. Other times, it's 3 tries. So I tried putting up Rabbit Hole Radio Show twice yesterday. It didn't go up. I let it go all night. Nope. In the morning, I put it up and it went up right away. So it's, you see, there's a problem. I don't have money to, you know, donate to BitChute, but here's something to think about. BitChute wants people to donate to them, right? And it's like Gab. I wrote the people of Gab and told them the same thing. I said, why donate to you so that we can, so that when you get big enough and you don't need us anymore, you can kick us off, you know, or you can just gobble us up. And that's what it is. It's like, after seeing what YouTube has done and all these, the rest of these filthy, dirty Jewish enterprises, why would I want to support another one, bring them up so that they're big enough to eat me, and then they kick me off the platform? Right? So it's like, you know, it's just been done too many times now. And that's another purpose of it, too, is so that you won't ever be able to really support somebody. You know, everybody believes that Gab is free and all this stuff, but it's like being in an echo chamber, really. It's the same thing as BitChute. All the people that, it's like a place that they've made for people that have been kicked off of YouTube. Because they wanted to get those people isolated in their own place. And they figure nobody will go to BitChute because YouTube is the premier, right? So you notice how Adam Green is not kicked off? You notice how Brian Rue is not kicked off? Oh, yeah, I heard he was kicked off once, but I don't know. I'm not able to go back on and make another account. Does anybody know how that's done? In other words, they kicked me off. I can't even have an account to watch tube videos. They keep saying, sign in. Well, I can't because I can't have an account. And yet I have an old account on there. And basically, it won't let me sign into that. This was one, a different one. So it's really weird that, you know, I don't really know what the situation is, but I figure that, you know, the person, there was a feller, you know, one of our pretend pastors in CI there. He said he was going to get me kicked off, and pretty soon I was, you know. So, you know, this fellow claims he's a pastor, and see, there was a lot of good work being done with my YouTube channel, and I was reaching a lot of people. And so that fellow was responsible for what happened. So woe unto him when the Father gets a hold of him, because he's not even a white man anyway. But anyway, let's get into our subject matter here. Remember last week we were talking about Billy Graham. So let's continue. Christ warned us, beware when all men spoke good of us. And to realize that it is harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, you know, and then, you know, and so it continues and says, the simple meaning of his words should not be lost in all the wealth and the mansion that is part of the evangelist's life. Finally, if we want to get blunt about it, Billy Graham, your worship of Lucifer is unscriptural. For the reader's edification, let us review how the upper levels of Satanism operate. The Jew Illuminati refers to its people, requires that its people would have a cover, preferably a cover identity that is very respected, in order to keep their satanic power. As Satanists rise through the ranks of Satanism, they must maintain a balance between their good deeds and their evil. Sound familiar? Duality? Equilibrium? The trestle board of Freemasonry? If this balance is lost, they lose their power, and in the highly competitive Jew Illuminati, they are destroyed. This is why some of the leading Jew Illuminati are the most respected and leading philanthropists. Let us take an example. Was Jimmy Carter a Christian, a Satanist, or both? This author would say both. Jimmy Carter came from a family involved in Satanism. His sister was the highest witch in North America. His brother Billy is famous for his friendship with Gaddafi. Remember Billy Bear? Jimmy Carter was programmed by the Tavistock Institute. Tavistock Institute psychologist Dr. Peter Born picked Carter for president because he had undergone an intensive brainwashing program administered by Admiral Hyman Rickover of Annapolis. Mullins, The New World Order, page 192. Tavistock also maintains two schools at the Rothschilds' old haunt, Frankfurt, Germany. Through programming, the Jewilluminati are able to create multiple personalities. These people can have some personalities that serve God and others that are satanic. The various personalities are called alters. While on the Jewilluminati's top council of 13, before turning his life over to Christ, Johnny Todd got a memo from the Rothschilds, the satanic headquarters, telling him that Jimmy Carter was totally reliable for the Satanists. Todd also revealed that Carter is a Mason and part of the Jewilluminati. Yes, I noticed that Carter was another one of these that had the bruised left eye, like the anal pope and many other people we've seen. You know what I'm talking about? Knowing then how Satanism works, we would expect that a high-ranking Satanist would have to have the respectability that Billy Graham has. This is the way they operate. It is also quite normal for these people to have respectable covers and multiple personalities. What about the good Billy Graham does? God does work good through all circumstances and can exercise his will in spite of Satan. Christian, see what I mean? Let me stop right there. What that sentence comes down to is they have plans and the Father has plans. I always keep telling you that. So not to, you know, don't get too wound up in the plans that they have for us, because many of their plans never ever come true. Like I said, they have plans and the Father has plans. Christians recognize that he created Satan and he certainly knows how Satan thinks. Some readers may wonder whether it isn't just as well to allow Billy Graham to continue his crusades, even though behind the scenes he might be something else. This author would like to suggest that Christians reevaluate what is really happening at the crusades. Marshall Frady has written perhaps the best book making an attempt to present the real picture of Billy Graham behind the myth. His book is Billy Graham, A Parable of American Righteousness, Boston, Little Brown and Company, 1979. One Christian commented that if every Christian read Frady's book, Graham would lose his support. Frady covers the New York Crusades on pages 291 and 315. The details are especially enlightening in terms of B. Wise's Serpent's research. The original patronage to have the crusade came from people like the Vanderbilts, Goulds, and Whitneys. To oversee the New York Crusade, an executive committee was established with names that could come from a who's who of the New World Order or the Jew World Order, if such a book existed, and it does. Who's Who in Jewry, if you've ever seen those books. They came out in the early 1900s, early 20th century, and it's very interesting because the Jews like to tell name all the people, their people, that are doing these things all over the place. Let's continue. The committee included Chase Manhattan Bank's president George Champion, 33rd degree Mason, Norman Vincent Peale, and millionaire William Randolph Hearst, page 292 and 293. Millions were spent on the crusade from money Christians and churches donated. Enormous, there's no punctuation here, so I mean, I just do the best I can. Enormous volunteer time and energy were put into building everything up for the moment Graham would speak. 650, that's 11, 6 and 5 is 650 billboards announced Billy Graham along with 40,000 bumper stickers. Although the crusade was billed as designed to save Sodom, quote-unquote, which is New York, 7,500 of the garden seats went to Christians bussed in from all over the U.S. 11,200 seats in all were given to distant delegations, guest ministers, the crusade staff of counselors, ushers, and choir. Only 7,800 seats were available for New Yorkers. Most of the New Yorkers who did go were church members. Most of the decisions were made by Christians for minor backsliding church members. Most of the decisions were made by Christians, yeah. Of the people who went forward, 64% were referred to churches they were already members of. Remember we had talked about that? And almost all the other 36% did not join where they were referred. Graham himself admitted that 40 to 70% of the decision cards were from people of sponsoring churches, and almost all the rest were from people who had been members of non-sponsoring churches. Well, you know, see, what this tells you is, this is fraud. Right? You can see that immediately, that they've got a built-in audience that was deliberately brought in. This is how television works, too. See, they have people that they bring into these audiences of, like, Bill Maher, or whatever his name is, the filthy, dirty Jew that I really cannot stand him. So what they do is they bring in their friends, their Jews and everything else, and they all applaud when he says all the evil things that he says. So it makes it look like there's an audience that agrees with all of his filth, when in reality, it's just like being at the synagogue. You see what I'm saying? It's fake. Contrived. Built up falsely to make it look like what he says is popular. Same thing right here. You can see that, right? Frady concludes from the various studies and figures that Graham's New York crusade did little for the unsaved of New York, but did revitalize Christians who attended somewhat. It also netted the Billy Graham crusade many extra millions. Observers of these crusade, or of this crusade, described the conversions as popcorn conversions. All over the stadium comes a pop pop as people puff and bloom into weightless Christians, page 307. One minister who observed the New York crusade said, "My greatest misgivings about Graham is his apparent conviction that a kind of intramural revival within the church serves just as well as a true sweeping revival out in the world. For that reason, I don't think he's ever going to reach the truly lost." Well, let me interject there. I don't think he ever intended to reach the truly lost. He's a Jew, the truly destitute and despised and unreconciled of the earth. With him, it's more an inside-the-sanctuary production, a matter of housekeeping within the faith, page 311. Billy Graham's Masonic membership sticks out like a sore thumb to those familiar with Freemasonry. Graham's pals, around with other Mason clergymen, in his books, if he refers to people, it is typically someone who is a Mason. His Masonic membership sticks out like a sore thumb to those familiar with Freemasonry. Christ rubbed shoulders with all types, but he didn't legitimize them like Billy Graham has. And of course, he wasn't all things to all men either. He was true. You see, unlike Billy Graham, and unlike the Apostle Paul. Billy Graham commented once concerning his friendships, "I make every effort to not let it appear that I favor one party over another. I count Secretary Dulles a friend. Alan Dulles, a Jew. And you know what the Swiss guy would say? Alan Dulles is a Swissie. Hey there, Swissie! See? Yeah. He would never mention he was a Jew. So, I count Secretary Dulles a friend, but Senator Humphrey is also a good friend of mine, whom he met. When we were both swimming in the nude at the YMCA pool in Minneapolis, where he was running for mayor, Alan Dulles was especially an important player in the Jew world order, and Senator Humphrey has been very connected, too. Humphrey. See? Repeatedly, these are the people Billy Graham spends his time with doing various recreational activities. Much more can be said along this line, including his subtle support for his fellow Masons' political campaigns, such as Senator Jesse Helms. One particular Christian close to Billy Graham spent time in an eastern city in a hotel room with Billy Graham talking about the conspiracy. After spending how many hours? 18 hours in this motel room discussing the Jew world order, Billy Graham is reported to have said, "I am a captive of this organization." It is a standard tactic of the Jew Illuminati, their Jew world order, and its various branches to use fear and blackmail to bring people into line. And yes, that can include Jews too. And Freemasons and everybody else, according to the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. This is what separates those who love Christ and those who esteem other things first. Those who try to save their lives will lose their lives, and those who will lose their lives for Christ's sake will be the ones who really save their lives. This is taught in Matthew 16:25, Mark 8:35, Luke 9:24, Luke 17:33, and John 12:25. Let me just take a little sip of coffee. I hope the gears are working in your head. They certainly are in my head. The authority issue. The issue here is not doctrine, but authority. The issue involves a false authority that has immense power and has deluded many people. Billy Graham has been consciously helping the power to set up its one world religion. More about this in his participation later. The Masons have been creating a hurricane, a concentration of power, like the vortex of water going down your drain. Power is being concentrated. It certainly is. Corporate-wise, too. Right? This power, I believe that what's going on right now with this putting a lot of these middle-class people, their businesses out of business, that will consolidate the power into the Jewish hands, a.k.a. corporate hands, as well as the stock market money into Jewish hands. Who can hold out longer? Those who have over the half the world's wealth and can print up money at will? Or people like you and I? Of course, I'm not even middle class anymore. So, that's just the way it is. I don't feel any different than when I was middle class, but I certainly don't. I know that, I know what it means to, it doesn't really humble me because I'm already know I'm nobody and I'm happy with being nobody. I don't want to be a success in the world. I'm not interested in being famous. I'm not interested in any of that nonsense. Because success in the world seems to me to be unsuccess or failure to the kingdom. That's the way it looks to me. So I'm happy to be nobody. It doesn't bother me. I even call myself Mr. Nobody. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody said you have to be famous, or you need to be famous. It's more of a pain in the neck than anything else. And then you don't know who your friends really are because, you know, you find out that Once you fall down from fame, all of a sudden, where are all those friends I had? I've seen that too many times. So, their plan is frightening. It's like Orwell's 1984, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, and H.G. Wells' The Shape of Things to Come, The Jew World Order. I always change it from New World Order to Jew World Order because that's exactly what it is. There's no Anglo-Saxons there are Anglo-Saxons that are participating, traitors, but they're not trying to bring a New World Order for Anglo-Saxon people, I can assure you of that. A modern utopia, etc. For myself, no matter how nice men seem, if they are contributing secretly or openly to an agenda to enslave me and my posterity, then I will not support them nor their programs. An old letter written in July 3, 1855 to a Baptist minister in this area from a Baptist reverend, Ezra Fisher, in New England, sticks in my mind. The letter describes the Baptist minister Boykin, who was the first Baptist minister in Portland, Oregon, and an Archmason, or Archmason, whichever you want to say. Brother Boykin is popular with his church and the world. The words are somewhat haunting. When one thinks of Jesus' words, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you." Luke 6:26, right? The Masonic influence has always been strong with the Baptist ministry in this area. A minister who tried to raise the issue of Masonry in a minister's conference in June 1909 was silenced by the group. The event that had spurred William M. Wyatt to try to raise the issue was that Portland's first Baptist minister, W. Broher, a Mason, had invited his Masonic order to his church the previous Sunday and preached a sermon, "Baptists and Masons." How do you like that? In the sermon, he had declared that the two groups believed the same. An exact quote is that they were one in their fundamental doctrines, quote unquote. This author wonders if Broher considered Christ's atonement and salvation as fundamental doctrines. This was not the first time this type of thing had happened in the area. Let me mention something that I had just thought of. Speaking of that fellow's site there, let me show you something if I can find it. This Russian priest named Viril, or whatever his name is, he said that the Muslims are worshiping the same God as the Christians. What made me think of that was, this fellow says the Masons and the Christians believe the same. Right? You know that's not true, right? You know that the devil's church. Now, when they say the Jewish version of Christianity and the Freemasons are the same, maybe they're right about that. But to a point, that is. But this fellow in Russia, this high priest, or whatever he is, Orthodox priest or whatever, he says that the people of Islam are worshiping the same God as we worship. Well, obviously he doesn't know who Hubal is, and he doesn't know that Hubal translates to Baal or Halel. And that's not the same God we worship. Not even close. But it is the same God, so-called God, fallen angel, that the religions of the world worship, that's for sure. So that's something to think about, for sure. For sure, for sure. You see? So, weird. Really weird. So, he said that, you know, they believed the two groups, the Masons and Christians, believed the same. An exact quote is that they were one in their fundamental doctrines. In July 1904, the Baptist evangelist Ray Palmer, a Mason, had spoke positively of the Masonic order, which was the topic of his sermon. One pietist Baptist temple in the area, apparently Masonically connected, placed the Knights Templar logo on the side of their church in 1919. Hello. Whether a denomination or a man meets Daniel Webster's dictionary's definition of Christian or not is not important. Daniel Webster is not going to be their judge on Judgment Day. Some of Billy Graham's close Masonic clergy friends mock the idea of God being a judge. The Mason G. Bromley Oxnam, friend of Graham's, leader of the Federal Council of Churches, see chapter 2.4, in his book Preaching in a Revolutionary Age, mocks the concept of a judgment by calling a God who would judge sin a dirty bully, quote unquote. I hope you're listening. Unbelievable. Definitions such as Webster's or Oxnam's will not be the issue at the judgment, but what is acceptable and righteous in God's sight? Anyone is free in this country to practice whatever religion he wants and to call himself a Christian. That the Constitution gives this right, quote unquote, does not make it right to practice anything. See, I want to interject there as well. That's the problem with what happened with the Founding Fathers. See, the Father doesn't wish that all religions be in our countries. He wants the exact opposite. This is Solomon's mistake, to bring all these women in from foreign nations, and they brought their gods with them. And this is exactly what we have here in America. This is not the will of the Father in any form or fashion. So don't tell me how wonderful the Constitution is. Yeah, some of it is okay, but the Father's law is superior in every way. The Constitution is not the standard God Yahweh judges. See, and he called him Yahweh here. Very interesting, huh? By to determine whether someone is pleasing to him or not. He has given his word and standards to make mankind in his inspired scriptures. Funny that Fritz would call him Yahweh. Now, when you say Yahweh or Yahweh, there's really no difference in my mind in the sense of the German people pronounce the W with a V. Like Yahwolt, right? They say Yahwolt. Well, it's Yahweh would be Yahweh. It's just that simple. Yadhi Vahi. But a V, you know, it doesn't really matter in that sense. It's still the same name, Yahweh, Yahweh, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what you think of that. I don't know if you're angry about that or whatever, but there are people that like to use the name Yahweh. And they're usually German people. And I really don't have any problem with that because I believe it's the same name. I really do. Condemned by their own words. Many in the conspiracy have hidden their involvement behind nebulous statements against the anti-Christian forces. Some have even spelled out the agenda in reverse. For instance, the Mafia owned major shares in the producer of the Godfather movie. The Mafia made millions over a movie supposedly exposing them. In Billy Graham's book Approaching Hoofbeats, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Chapter 7, the reader is told of the infiltration by the One World Power into the church. Who wrote Chapter 7 called The White Horse and Its Rider is not clear. The reader should be alerted that major Christian publishers write books and affix with approval the names of big Christian authors. Billy Graham also says on page 9 that, without the help of a few of my associates and friends, I could have not have written this book. We should say it is our book. Interestingly, whoever wrote it gives a good warning about the power's deception within the church. First, Matthew 24:24, 2 Thessalonians 2:9, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and Genesis 3:13 are quoted. These scriptures are all good warnings to Christians that it will be difficult for Christians to recognize deceivers because the deceivers will perform so many signs, miracles, and wonders. Can you say the Apostle Paul? Then it is pointed out that Satan comes as an angel of light and cunningly conceals his real intents. Can you say the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus? 2 Timothy 3:13 is quoted, evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. It seems like Jesus left the embezzler Judas with the money bag, and the church has left advice against the power to one of the power's primary men. The chapter continues. The Bible teaches that there will be more and more false teachers, prophets, and even false religious conferences in the church as the age draws towards its end. As the Apostle Peter said, there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies. Speaking of the Apostle Paul, I believe. And I'm not the only one that believes that. Even denying the sovereign, he says, Lord, who brought them or who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. Yes, the Apostle Paul. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. The Apostle Paul. Note that some of Graham's teachings have denied the dominion of the sovereign Lord and made Christ a subjective truth only. The Apostle Paul. Billy Graham's book continues, Satan does not want to build a church and call it the First Church of Satan. He is far too clever for that, and yet that was created, right? They have the Church of Satan, right? He is far too clever for that. He invades the Sunday school, the youth department, the Christian education program, the pulpit, and the seminary classroom. The Apostle Paul warned that many will follow these false teachers, not knowing that in feeding upon these people, say, on what these people say, they are taking the devil's poison into their own lives. Thousands of uninstructed Christians are being deceived today. False teachers use high-sounding words that seem like the height of logic, scholarship, and culture. They are intellectually clever and crafty in their sophistry. Lord, it says here, we have allowed ourselves to be deceived. We humbly confess. The white horse and its rider chapter is correct. We have allowed great men to deceive us. We pray for forgiveness for Bill. No, I don't pray for any forgiveness for Billy Graham. There's no need of it. He's gone. If he would simply stop his cooperation with this evil power. Poor Fritz. He just doesn't. He can't be this stupid. Well, I shouldn't say stupid, but he just can't be this ignorant to not know about the Jew. I don't understand how people don't know about the two seed line message and don't see all the Jews are doing and know that they are absolutely diametrically opposed to Christianity and the white nations and the heavenly establishment of the Father. I just don't understand it. It's part of this huge deception, and it's amazing how it can't be seen. Even by this fellow's awake, right? He was awake before me, much more awake than I was, but yet he doesn't really know. He even used the term Yahweh, which was amazing, right? For this time, 1991. Well, we might read this next week, but we'll see. So we'll stop there. We're on page 343. Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing pretty good, eh? We're learning a lot in this particular thing. Page 343. Very good. Well, it is my hope and my prayer that all of Israel will return to the Father. And of course, I can't really expect such a thing. That's why it's called a remnant. However, I still have that hope and pray that prayer. I hope you'll be praying for all of Israel. I hope you'll be praying for me as I pray for all of you and all of Israel. And there is no Jew included in Israel, as we all know. And so I pray that the deception, the veil will be lifted and torn. I also pray that the people would come awake and that they would return to the Father, as many as possible, and that they would cling to the Father. And I hope you're praying the same things. You know, a lot of people can say a lot of things about the Judeo-Christians, the Jewish version of Christianity, and the Catholics, and the Jehovah's Witnesses, etc., etc. But I'm actually praying for these people, that the Father will get them to leave these institutions and come to a relationship with Him. I think there's so many people that are talking bad about Judeo-Christian Christianity, and I understand why, and I do the same. But at the same time, you must care for these brothers. There are a lot of them are our people, not the multi-culti ones, but many of them are our people. And I do hope the Father will help them to come out of these institutions and stop worshiping men and institutions and rather worship the Father, who is the only one worthy of our worship. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.